Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan in association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God. God.
About how this month was supposed to be their big arrival month. They wanted to let people see them, in other words. And we've seen them. Quite amusing. I've posted videos on my Facebook. People posting videos up from around the world of starships melting and just looks like they're dripping out of the sky. And this is on the East Coast, and I'm not sure exactly where all these videos are from. Another one from the East Coast. There was a whole string of them. UFOs together and just all at once, all melting. And this is what the Oregon does to them. This is what the Oregon Air does. And I've always said, as they arrive, we're going to have a lot of victory in seeing all the defeat, because the Oregon Air is going to destroy them. And so that's pretty much what's been going on. I expected a lot more noise this month, I guess. But when they keep trying to pull the same trick over and over, and it keeps doing the same thing, has the same effect, doesn't get anywhere, it's almost starting to look like the NFL here, where you just play the same, run the same play, and hope for a different result. Those kind of coaches just drive you nuts. Run the same one 3-4 times in a row. Doesn't work first time, let's try it again. Let's try it again. Let's try it again. That's also the definition of insanity. And so, trying the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. That's basically what we're getting right now. They keep trying the same things. They've been trying to have this massive fleet arrival for years, since 2012. And it never farewells for them. It always ends up in their own defeat. And so we keep waiting for them to come out with Trick B or Trick C or try Door A again, Door B. Whatever will work, right? But we're getting in crunch time here, because this is the setup month. This is the month for all their hype. They have all this set up with the Pope traveling, with Madonna giving concerts. We've got the Blood Moon coming up. We had Rosh Hashanah last week. Now, Rosh Hashanah began on the 15th because the new moon was not seen in Israel on the 14th. And so everything was pushed back a day. Regardless, Rosh Hashanah starting on the 15th, or the 14th, the 15th, that day. The year of Lucifer has already begun. We are under their year 5776, Anno Lucis, the year of Lucifer. That began last week. Madonna's New York Madison Square Garden ritual opening theme, desecration of the bride and arrival of fallen angels, was held last week. I think her concert is being held in Philadelphia this week, so no surprise. Yeah, her concert, Desecration of the Bride and Arrival of Fallen Angels, is on September 24th, which is Thursday. I believe the Pope is supposed to be in Philadelphia on Sunday the 26th. The Pope addresses the U.S. Congress on Thursday, September 24th. Right now he's in Cuba. The French Prime Minister, who had that cryptic warning of 500-day climate chaos that was declared on May 13th, 2014, ends on Friday, September 25th, which would be the 500th day. The Pope holds Mass at Madison Square Garden in New York City on September 25th. because these are the dates that I'm looking at now that seem to be interesting are Thursday and Friday, 24th and the 25th. And then you go to the 28th of this month, which is the final blood moon of that four blood moon tetrad. And that's the 28th of this month. And that is next Monday. During my show. So this week is full. This is a full week of the Pope being in town. Huge rituals taking place, because you know that's all a Madonna concert is. And anyone who goes to these concerts are going to be participating in her rituals for Lucifer, whether they want to or not. They will be participating in that just by being there. The Pope addressing Congress. Pope going to be in New York City, also in Philadelphia. Probably just a clone. I know everywhere he goes is dripping with orgone, so there's no way a real human clone or a human Pope would be able to take that, because they're all possessed. They're probably all running and hiding in their bunkers. Now, I have not seen Nibiru coming in. I know they said that Nibiru's crossing was supposed to be on Wednesday, September 23rd. And I look out at night, and I'm not seeing a huge red planet. I don't know if anybody else is, but I'm not. What I am seeing is what looks to be what the planet I've always called Enoch's planet. That looks like it's come back up from the south, because it was in the west since 2008. It's been over there since the time I started noticing it, put it that way. And then in like May or June of this year, it took off south to the South Pole. So we haven't seen it. It's been gone. And now it seems to be coming back up through the south, because I saw it in the southeast. Moved over a little bit more easterly the one night. And it's just a huge bronze-colored planet. And I posted on my Facebook that I was wondering if that was Shima, if they had restored Shima. But that's not even really the same color as Shima. And last time I saw Shima, it was a little fireball of yellow. And this bronze color of Enoch's planet, there's just no mistaking it. It's a brilliant color. And huge, just huge. And so I'm thinking that is just, that is not Shima being restored. That is just probably where EP is going to be sitting now, over by the East Gate. I suspect this red planet, Planet X, Nibiru, is coming up from the south. And so I've been watching for that. But we would feel the effects. If it was going to be coming up, we would be feeling earthquakes. I mean, that's going to be the biggest thing, is when it starts to pull on the earth, that we would start to feel more earthquakes going off. And so that's kind of the red flag right now, that we're not feeling the kinds of earthquakes I thought we would be by now. Although people are throwing up stuff online, there was an earthquake in Chile, and there was earthquakes here and there. Not the kind you would suspect if Nibiru was coming in, though, folks. We would have them worldwide. They would just be affecting this whole planet right now. perhaps they're off on their estimations of Planet Nibiru's crossing coming in. Maybe it's next month. I don't know. This is their information. It's not mine. I'm just going by what dates they've laid out. So that could be pushed over into October. If we don't start seeing it. I know they're doing the blackout technology thing. But typically if you go out at 4 a.m., you can look out and you can see clear sky. You can see a bunch of stars. I know today they had it heavily clouded over this area above my house, heavily clouded over. And then on either side of the heavily clouded areas, you can see beautiful blue sky. Usually when they cloud it over, it's UFOs trying to mask themselves and hide. And usually when they use the blackout tech, it's because they don't want you to see starships that are in the area. And it's really hard to be able to pinpoint anything, because right now the Milky Way is right above my house. And so... yeah, the center of the galaxy, you're going to see a lot of stars. So it's amazing when it's a clear night and you look up and you can see the center of the galaxy. Kind of reminds me of that 13th constellation of Fucus. And then the 12th one, the Sagittarius, and both right above this portal area I have here. It has to be significant with that. In the Bible codes, I'm seeing a lot of melting. The fact that the ships are melting. The fact that they're fighting for position around this portal that I have in this area. And there are Anik ships near it now. They're everywhere around here. Ton of Anik ships. And it almost seems to be just a fight about around this portal area. I am seeing some shaking going on, although I haven't felt it. I haven't felt the earth moving at all around here. But if we're going to be going on with the earth, the whole Nibiru crossing, we're going to start feeling earthquakes, and that would pretty much be your sign that the pole flip is coming. Get ready for the pole flip. And so kind of waiting for that, kind of expected that one to start affecting us a little bit more. And the fact that it hasn't makes me want to think we may be in a delay on that. And that's literally the last thing I want anything going on right now, is any kind of delay. Because I want to stay right on this timeline that we're on now. Just this one and no delays. I don't care if, okay, the Nibiru thing doesn't happen till next week or October or whatever. That's fine. I don't care about Nibiru. I just want to see the Father coming for his people and staying on this timeline on, especially in this area. Because that's what's dominant. That's what's very, very, very dominant in the codes right now. It was what he told me last week, the week before. When I asked him what the significant dates would be, he said the 15th to the 25th. I know how he works, and I am expecting something no earlier than the 25th. The last minute of the last day. Hey, as long as it stays to it, I will be happy. I will be happy. Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. This is the feast that is happening on the 24th and 25th. That was supposed to take place 23rd and 24th. Now, this is one of those festivals that starts from the evening to the evening, starts at night one night and ends the next night. Sometimes their festivals do that, regardless if it's a lunar or solar calendar. The festival will begin the evening before. And I want to talk a little bit about this Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. On the 10th day of the 7th month is the holiday known as Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. This is a day dedicated to fasting and prayer on which we ask Yahweh to atone for our sins. It says, ye shall afflict your souls. And the term afflict your souls actually means a fast. And you can find this in Leviticus 16:29. It says, and this shall be a statute forever unto you, that in the 7th month, on the 10th day of the month, you shall afflict your souls, and do no work at all, whether it be one of your own country, or a stranger that sojourns among you. It shall be a Sabbath of rest unto you, and you shall afflict your souls by a statute forever. This does not sound like, okay, this is a statute, until New Testament church takes over and says no more. This is a statute forever. And so, if you read on with the word nefesh, which means soul, afflicting your soul, which actually means soul, appetite. Nefesh, commonly translated as soul, should be mean appetite. Which means it's a day of fast. It's a day of fast and no work. And that is Thursday evening till Friday evening. It is a fast. No food. No work. No kindling of fire, which means no cooking food. Day of fasting and repentance. Seeking the Father for repentance of sins. A day of at-one-ment, when you're at one with the Father. You can also read more about this in Leviticus chapters 25, 23, 16. Also in Exodus chapter 30, 1 verses 10. I have all this on my website, backtoyahweh.com. Yahoo, back to Yahweh. I didn't want to feel like changing that spelling, but that goes with the Day of Atonement. I think in the Jewish Talmud it is the day of Azazel. With atonement, he is the scapegoat. I remember reading something about that a while ago. And Azazel means scapegoat. So they have their own meanings to this date. CERN is supposed to be fired up, firing full force September 23rd and 24th, which is this Wednesday and Thursday. CERN will be firing up. people already started to see a lot of strange things in the skies with, it looks like UFOs appearing in teardrops. It almost looks like they're showing up in these domes. I can't even begin to explain it. You got to see the videos. Year of Jubilee begins on Wednesday. Sabbatical year, the year of Shemitah, is already over. And so, the year of Jubilee will begin Wednesday, 23rd. International Day of Peace and Safety is completed on September 21st. And everyone kind of takes that to the scripture when they say peace and safety, then destruction. And so this International Day of Peace and Safety ends the 21st, and the Jubilee begins on the 23rd. And the Day of Atonement beginning on the 24th to the 25th. So this is a good week. This is a good week for dates, for lineups of things. Other than next Monday, which is the last blood moon. The last blood moon also mentioned in, not the last blood moon, but a blood moon mentioned in Joel chapter 2. Actually, the moon is darkened. If you think about it, if Nibiru is to arrive from the south and come up behind the moon, it could certainly empower the moon. Make it look like a huge red blood moon. I don't know. Maybe that's just a play on locations. Cause the moon's been in the south. I mean, if you look at it now, it's in the south. It's in the south. I was just outside looking at it earlier. And when I see the moon, I look for Nibiru behind it, because I'm pretty sure that Nibiru planet's gonna come up behind it. When we can see it, it's basically the sign that it's too late. So you better be doing your preparing now. Because by the time we see the arrival of this thing, it is going to throw this earth into complete chaos. So prepare now. Get away from the coastlines. If you're waiting to the last minute, that would be your sign. You see this big red planet in the sky, you better get 100 miles away from coastlines. Also, any kind of major earthquake lines, fault lines. I suspect this Madrid fault line over here in the Midwest will go off sooner rather than later. Probably dump Lake Michigan into the Missouri River all the way down to the Gulf. That could be the shaking that I'm seeing in the codes for the area I'm in, because of the Madrid fault line going off. And I've always felt that fault light going off would be the signal of the sixth seal. The great earthquake of the sixth seal. Interesting, I'm seeing some kind of probably my Treya ship again, being towed in. Saw it back in 2012, and that was funny. Going to be towed around in space. The ships are malfunctioning. Maybe they towed Shima somewhere. I don't know. Haven't seen it. I was shocked to see EP over there the other night. So always want to be cautious and not refer to something unless I know exactly what it is. Just always so used to seeing it in the west, and now it's in the southeast. I'm glad I moved over to the east because I really can't see the southeast from here unless I leave my house. And so, a bunch of trees over there in the way. Kind of plopped its way over into the east to say hello. Let me know it's over there. I was shocked. I thought the sun was coming up earlier. Something was so huge over there. Could be also getting into position as the second sun, because we've always known it is the second sun, and so getting in position so that when the sun rises in the east, people will see what we call Enoch's planet as the second sun, and that's fitting. They used to always see it at sunset, see two suns setting, because EP was in the west. Well, now it's in the east, so now we can see it rising with the sun. I don't care where it is, as long as it's here, you know. Just take us home, Dad. Take us home. Of the Lord starting. It'll begin with a bang. I always said when they arrive, they're not going to be happy, they're going to be angry. And this is why, because the crap we've put them through. Melting their ships everywhere, launching our Oregon war against them. I'm pretty sure that huge Capricorn blue starship of theirs is on fire. Shima's on fire. One of them is getting ready to the split apart and crash. One of them will hit the lakes. The other one will probably hit the ocean. It's all set. It's set up. And so when CERN fires up on Wednesday at full force to open the 9/11 gate, which should have already been open, but I don't think they've been messing with it. I think they're waiting. When they arrive, I expect to see, you know, something from Hollywood. I want to see some kind of drama, like a Hollywood production, where there's this huge flame circle in the sky, a flame, and all these beings coming out of it. I mean, come on, I better see something. What are, you know, I get tired of everything being in the background, or you have to be in the right state, or the right country, or they're not using blackout tech to hide it. We want to see stuff. You know, and so that's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see the flamelit, the ring of fire in the sky, and these beings coming through it, coming through the 9/11 gate. And just burning as they come through it, because I know they're going to. I know the Oregon Dare is going to burn them as they come through it. They're going to be very angry. And so that should set the mood for their arrival on Earth. It's a kiss from the Oregon Warriors. Come through the gate and arrived Earth. I've been laughing about that one for a long time. I've known it's coming. Just don't want to say a whole lot because you don't want them to say, okay, we're not going to do it, and then they don't do it. Pretty much running out of options because space is shrinking. You know, Lucifer's forces are getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Most of the constellations, which are alien faction star formations, are on fire and melting. Orion is on fire. That is the largest, that's the Draco constellation in the sky, Orion, where all the many, many Draco reptilian starships reside within that constellation. And that whole thing is just melting, melting fire. A lot of the constellations are, I know Sirius has been burning for a long time, and at many points, a lot of these alien factions have had to flee, becoming refugees of their own star planets and having to find elsewhere to live. And so that's been going on. But eventually they're going to run out of places to run because, you know, we've just saturated most of space. They're not going to have anywhere to run. So they're just going to have to come to Earth and implement their plans. They always refer to it as a day of cleansing when they come, that there's going to be a cleansing of the Earth. And I think this is what they call the climate change. This is the pole flip, the pole shift. And they come to power shortly before that, I would think, or after. No, they're playing their violins. In the background, they're commanding the government. They're commanding the chessboard right now. And so whatever the dates they decide to come in on and arrive on, and whichever angle they take. You know, they have the Japanese angle. They have the Muslim angle. They have the Christian Jesus angle. And so they've got different angles that they're working on, folks. I would expect to just see huge star, huge UFOs. Something like the V, where these huge UFOs just show up. At least that would be something happening. It would be something. Something certainly better than nothing. Once you start to see the stuff happening, then you will know that our time that we've known it, as we've known it, is over. I know most of the church is just sitting around thinking that they're going to be raptured, and so their waiting dates would most likely be 23rd, 24th, and 25th, probably the ones they're hyping the most. I'm only hyping what the Father shows me, and he shows me my Orgone faction. The Orgone army. That's why I built this portal over here for us, our own gateway to leave out of. I explained it during the last show how the Father has a tree with different branches on it. And I've explained the Church of Philadelphia being the bride, its own branch on that tree. And then there's the elect. And there's a part of the elect, faction 444. You know, there's different parts and different groups of the Father's kingdom. We're all not all just grouped into one huge thing. And if you pay attention to the Church of Philadelphia prophecy in Revelation 3, verses 5. It says that they would be taken at the time of hour of temptation upon the world. And most people think that the entire hour is the tribulation period. The Father told me that the hour of tempting is when Lucifer enforces his mark, when the mark of the beast is enforced on the world. Before that happens, the Church of Philadelphia will be removed, so they will not have to go through with that. The Church of Philadelphia is the faithful part of the bride. There are seven churches that represent the bride. And so this little percentage, this 15, 20% percentage, not even 20%, but maybe like 15% of the entire bride is actually raptured. And that would be represented by the Church of Philadelphia. So you're looking at 15% of all those who think they are the bride actually are. Now this includes all the Catholics, all the Pentecostals, all the people in these Mormons, Jehovah Witnesses, all these apostate branches and doctrines, and not branches because they're not branches, all these apostate doctrines and religions. This includes everybody. So if you look at the entire churchdom of today, approximately 15% of all of it would be taken in what the term the churches teach as a rapture. 15%. What happens to everybody else? The faith is not found perfect. They are left here to go through persecution and the testing of their faith. So that's about 85%, folks. Let's see if I can do this here. Yeah, it's just under 15%, but I won't get picky. Actually, yeah, just over. We'll round it off to 15%. 15%. Now, the elite, the elect, the firstborn, first fruit, they are not part of this number. They are not, although they are part of the bride, the elect and the bride are two different parts. The elect, the first fruits, firstborn unto God, which Revelation it says is 144,000. And so, two different groups, folks. Now, all those who are killed for their faith end up suffering martyrdom during the tribulation period. They represent the souls under the altar. It describes the fifth seal in the book of Revelation, where they will be awaiting the avenging of their deaths. And so they will still get to heaven, make it to heaven, as long as they stay loyal and stay true to the Father. They may have to die for their faith. But that's the point. They're going to have to die for their faith to prove their final love for him, because their lives were so filled with apostasy and guile, adultery worship. That's the biggest thing, is adultery worship. I don't know how Catholics don't understand how they're in so much adultery worship. Oh, we don't pray to Mary. We don't pray to the saints. We don't pray to that. Well, okay, whatever. Adultery. They never want to hear it. They always have an argument and explanation. But they are in adultery. So same thing with the Pentecostals, the Jehovah Witnesses, worshiping another Jesus. They are not worshiping the Yahushua of the Bible. They create their own. They create their own interpretation. They have their own books, their own Bibles, their own doctrines. And then that yet they claim that they're the bride, the Yahushua's. They're just full of guile, full of apostasy. Get out of religion, folks. Get into relationship. Yahushua and the 12 apostles were not Christians. They were not Christians. I think that shocks a lot of people to hear that. But it's truth. They were not New Testament Christians. That was a whole set created by Paul. Yeshua and the 12 apostles still celebrated the appointed times and feasts of Leviticus, handed down by Father, which most of the church mocks today. They make fun of it. They'll tell you, oh, the law is dead, and there's 614, how many are we supposed to keep, and blah, blah, blah. They mock it. And then wonder why they'll be here to die during the tribulation period. Yeah. And there might be 614, but they weren't expected to keep them all back then either. They're not expected today either. I mean, it was just a thing of piety. And a lot of the sacrificial laws are done away with because he was the ultimate sacrifice. And so these same people who mock the Lord's appointed times and feasts with mankind because of their Christian apostasies, they're the same ones who are claiming we should be supporting Israel. They're the ones who rally around the pentagram, the Zionist flag of Israel, of the fake Jews who worship Satan, and support them. It's craziness. Israel today are not true Jews. Revelation 2:9-9, they are fake Jews. They have no claim to that land. They are not of the bloodline of Abraham. They're Satanists. They worship and follow the Talmud. They do not follow the Torah. The church leaders today are every bit as almost satanic as the Satanists leading Israel today. They're almost in bed together. That's how disgusting it is. And yet they're so ignorant, they don't even know what they believe or why they believe it or why they support Israel. They think they're rallying around biblical patriotism to support the Jews. The Jews in charge of Israel today are liars and fakes. They're not real Jews. Get out of religion. Leading into the wrong beliefs and down the wrong path, and just sit at the Father's feet. Ask Him to reveal the truth to you in all things. Ask Him to show you what the truth is. Let Him teach and lead and guide you. It's 85% of you who think you're right are wrong. 85%. You're going to fall in line with one of those other churches mentioned in Revelation, the seven churches of Laodicea. You're going to fall in line with one of those other churches, one of those other six churches. Only one of them is protected. So only 15% of churchdom now, as we see it, is protected. I want to tell you right out about Catholicism, so don't even try to think that's one of them. If you read the descriptions of the other six churches, the Catholic Church is clearly one of them. It will not be taken. It will not be protected. Full of apostasy and guile. idolatry. In the last church of the age, John described it as the church of Laodicea, where they're rich and in need of nothing. That's pretty much the wolf churches of today, the Joel Osteens and the Kenneth Copelands and the Blasphemy Network. They have all these mega ministries, mega millions. Making millions and millions and millions of dollars, rich and in need of nothing. Except your tithes. They always need your money so they can buy another vacation home or another airport or another airplane. I think Kenneth Copeland has his own airport. He's like 30 of his own jumbo jets. That's how rich the guy is. They're all very rich, but they don't serve our father. They serve their father, which is Lucifer. Leading our churches. That's what they do. That's what 85% are left here. And I'm sure they'd be quite angry that there's even 15% that are considered faithful to their real father. So these are timelines to watch, not particular in particular dates. Events to watch for. I read an article, The Abomination of Desolation. Might want to read that. Might want to read my article on Day of the Lord. You can go to SherryShriner.com and go to my articles page. I wrote these articles years ago. And now you start to see all this coming to fruition. I have an article, Yahuwah's Warriors, the two armies of 144,000. If you're not familiar with that, you need to read about that. Transcribed page is pretty much caught up. Transcribes and the archives pages, both at SherryTalkRadio.com, both of those pages are pretty well caught up. For those who can't listen to this show for whatever reason, the time that's on. Not much time left, folks. This should be an interesting week, 21st through the 25th. And we got the full moon, blood moon, next Monday. As Father says, focus on him, look for his arrival. He wants us to look for his arrival, not Lucifer's. Keep your eyes on the east. East Gate. Also, this portal area over here. Just hope we stay on this timeline. For those of you who don't have your areas orgoned, you've got what looks like a reprieve to do that. I know that they will be the protected areas. So even in the destruction of a pole flip, I assume that orgoned areas will have some kind of protection. I know they will from the Day of the Lord and the alien armies that arrive. That's one of the reasons Lucifer protests our Orgone War so much, is not just because it melts them out of the sky and burns them, it's because it protects us from them. It gives us protection from them. And they don't want any protection zones to have to deal with. They want full reign of the world, and they're not going to have it. And so he whines and stomps his feet and complains. But like I said, keep your eye on the sky for Planet X. When you see it, you know the Earth's about to hit a pole flip. Do I think it's this week? No. I think we would have seen it by now. But just a rule of thumb for later this month, maybe in the next month, when you see the red planet, you better have backup heating sources, lights, food, water, that kind of thing, getting away from the cold signs. The sixth seal, the Madrid fault line going, if you live near the Madrid fault line, the Lord's telling you to move out of your area and get out of it. I know we've done a lot of work on that fault line so that it wouldn't be prematurely set off. They've been trying to set it off since 2012. That's the Father's. It'll go off when he says it goes off, not when they do. So a lot of things we're gearing up for and getting ready, folks. Getting ready for. I'll be watching the night sky on September 23rd, this Wednesday, since that was their planned day to open the 9/11 gate. I'll be looking for some kind of visible sign, like a flame lit a fire in the sky or something. Let's just pray that all their blackout tech malfunctions and doesn't work, so that if something is going to happen, we're able to see it. We're able to. Anyway, till next week, everybody. God bless.